Napoleon Solo holds off Iron Honor to win the Preakness. Napoleon Solo beats Iron Honor to win his first race of 2026 at the Preakness Stakes. Napoleon Solo won the 151st Preakness Stakes on Saturday, claiming his first victory of the year by a neck over Iron Honor at Laurel Park in Maryland. The race lacked Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo, leaving a wide-open field for the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. Napoleon Solo crossed the finish line first at Laurel Park on Saturday, ending a rough start to 2026 with his first win of the year. The 7-1 shot held off a late charge from Iron Honor to take the 151st Preakness Stakes, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. It marked the first Triple Crown win for trainer Chad Summers and jockey Paco Lopez, who rode the colt to a dominant stretch run. The victory came after Napoleon Solo finished fifth in both the Fountain of Youth and Wood Memorial this spring, struggling to regain the form that made him a top prospect last fall. His last big win was a 6.5-length romp in the Champagne Stakes last October, but he couldn't carry that momentum into this year's Triple Crown prep races. Iron Honor, the morning line favorite at 9-2, faded late after Taj Mahal set a blistering early pace. The favorite at post time at 8-1, Iron Honor chased Napoleon Solo down the stretch but fell just short, finishing second by 1.25 lengths. Taj Mahal, who went off at 9-2, the longest odds for a Preakness favorite since the race shortened to 1.3/16 miles in 1925, led for most of the first half before dropping back to finish sixth. The Preakness moved to Laurel Park this year while Pimlico Racecourse undergoes major renovations. Attendance was capped at 4,800, a far cry from the rowdy, music-filled infield crowds of past years. #Hashtag the field opened up without Golden Tempo. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo didn't run, leaving the field wide open for long shots and mid-tier contenders. His absence meant no prohibitive favorite, with Taj Mahal emerging as the betting choice at 9-2 despite never facing Golden Tempo in a race. Napoleon Solo, meanwhile, showed flashes of his old brilliance, surging past the fading favorite in the final furlong. Iron Honor proved the biggest threat, stalking the leaders before making his move in the stretch, but couldn't reel in the winner. The Preakness has been a tricky race for Derby winners. Only 10 of the last 40 Derby winners have gone on to win the Preakness, and just 3 have swept the first two legs. #Hashtag what this means for the Triple Crown. Golden Tempo's absence left the door ajar for other contenders, but the race reinforced how unpredictable Triple Crown series can be. Napoleon Solo's win keeps the door open for a 3-year-old who might not have been on anyone's radar after a shaky spring. Iron Honor's strong finish suggests he'll be a factor in future prep races, while Taj Mahal's early pace may force trainers to rethink strategy for horses who like to come from behind. The next stop is the Belmont Stakes in June, where the field will likely include Napoleon Solo, Iron Honor, and possibly a fresh face who skipped the Preakness. For now, though, the focus stays on the winner, Napoleon Solo, who finally delivered after a frustrating start to the year. Source: NPR published, May 17, 2026 at 052 Universal Time. Coordinated category, World Topics, #NPR, #USA, #WorldNews, #Napoleon Solo, #IronHonor, #Preakness. This audio version was produced automatically by Global BR News.